Thank you for joining me today on the podcast Voice of Hope. The Bible verse for today is taken from Matthew chapter 14 verse 27. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." I'm sure you have been in situations that seemed impossible, but you walked through it and came out successful. As a child, exams could have been your biggest impossibility. As a young person, going through college could have been your impossibility. As a young adult, being successful in the workplace may have been your impossibility. Impossibilities could mean anything: fighting disease and sickness, financial crisis, wanting to fulfill a dream for your life and for your family. And the journey of life is full of surprises, disruptions, and interventions. Today, we learn from this miracle that Jesus Christ has the dominion and power over all created things. To think about this is incomprehensible. We read that when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. Science will tell us that it is impossible for flesh and blood to walk on water. It is physically impossible. I would like you to ponder on this thought. It is an encouragement for all of us that there is nothing created which is not under God's control. You may be buffeted by the waves of difficulties and storms in life, but remember that every situation is under Christ's control. The question is, do you see that God is near you and He is able to walk on water and do the miracle that you are seeking for? Psalm 93 verse 4 says, "Mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty." Jesus is coming to you. He says to you, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." We see another miracle and what God can do to those who believe on Him. We read, Simon Peter is walking on the water. Yes, Peter walking on the water. To those who hear the call of God and His voice and His command and follow Him, Jesus can do anything for them. He gives strength to you and me to walk through difficulties and trials in life. The waters may be deep, but when Jesus says come, we have no reason to be afraid. We also read in this Bible portion that after walking a little way, Peter begins to sink. He sees the wind and he is afraid. Fear overtakes him. The thought of the waves and the wind is bigger now to him than the Savior who is standing before him. He forgets that God had enabled him to take the first step to walk on water. Sometimes we too are like Peter. When we take our eyes off of Jesus and look at the struggles and focus our mind on the things that are giving us a lot of pressure, we forget God's goodness. We forget that God has been faithful in leading us through in the past. Take a moment to think now as to how faithful the Lord has been. He has enabled you and sustained you thus far, and He will lead you even in the future. We see our Lord stretching out His hand to save Peter as soon as Peter cried out to Him. Jesus says, "You of little faith, why do you doubt?" God knows your feebleness, your weakness, your struggles, your pain, your stubborn nature. But God will raise you up again. He is near you and He is stretching out His hand to you. When you call to Him, He will lift you up. Remember, firstly, absolute dominion and power belongs to Jesus. Everything is in His control. Secondly, God will enable you to do the impossible when you hear His voice and believe. Thirdly, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Don't let doubt and fear make you sink. Fourthly, the Lord is ready to help you. Dear Jesus, help me not to doubt, but to have faith and believe in you. Give me the strength to tackle any situation with your help. Amen. When you are overwhelmed, be reminded of this scripture. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 to 18. I trust you enjoyed listening to the podcast today. We are here to stand with you in your time of need. If you have a prayer request you would like to share with us, please WhatsApp us to 6364252164.